Our 10-minute speaker is Antonio from San Diego.
Sorry, I'm setting the timer here so I know. Antonio, alcoholic. I'd like to thank Brian for coming and asking me to speak. I know he's not here tonight, but it's funny. I've spoken a couple places, but every time, like right before you're about to come up, you get this like this gut-wrenching feel of like being nervous, and even though you were fine literally 5 minutes ago. And a couple things is I have a sobriety date, March 23rd, 2016. I got a sponsor, Kip D, who I check in with every day, and I got a home group, which is a Diamond Street Men's Step Study Group. It's actually on Barrel Street, so 2088 Barrel Street, to confuse the really new people. They have to search really hard for it, and because it's named on the wrong street. And and the reason why I share those things, because they're all things that are very important. You know, it took me a while to get this sobriety date, and it was very hard for me, and because I wasn't really willing to work the steps when I first came in. And, God forbidding, I hope I can, if I keep doing the things I do today, I can keep that sobriety date. And then I got a sponsor, and a lot of that is he can sort through my BS and what is true and kind of what is not. I don't necessarily believe it's his job to necessarily run my life, as it isn't, you know, mine as a sponsor, someone else, but it's his job to show me kind of what he does in AA. And so hopefully I can also do the same thing in AA and be able to achieve sobriety like he has. And I got a home group, and these are the guys who see me every single week, guys who will text me and keep me accountable if, I'm not showing up. And, it's a step study group, and we go through the steps every week. And every single person shares on the step, assuming they've done it. And, we would love to have you come by. I only got 10 minutes, so I won't get into too much details about what it was like. But, I was born uncomfortable. I came out of the womb just, like, not ready for life. Now, that doesn't necessarily make me an alcoholic, because I've met other people like that, and they don't drink, you know. But I definitely don't think it helped my drinking. And, when I was younger, I was put on a lot of different medications, and from a young age, I abused those. And, I won't talk too much about it because it's AA, but it's just part of the stuff that happened. And I really didn't start drinking until, I was maybe about 16. And, my first drink wasn't that significant. I can't even remember my first drink. So I know there's some people who their first drink was life-changing for them. That wasn't the case for me. But what happened was I started dating someone who drank quite a bit more than I did. And I don't believe she's necessarily an alcoholic or anything, but it kind of showed me how much fun I could have with drinking. And for a while it was fun, you know. The only consequence I'd have were, you know, sometimes destroy a few things when I was drunk, getting like verbal, you know, fights or, you know, just be rude, just kind of stupid, normal things. I wasn't really necessarily getting in trouble. But one of the reasons why I mentioned this relationship, because I remember that at one point we broke up because I'm selfish, and that's how in the past all my relationships have kind of ended. And the reason why I mention this is because I was in a lot of pain from the breakup, and it was there where I really started to realize what alcohol could do for me. And what I mean by that is, like, before it had always been to go out and have fun, but now I also realized how it could really change my emotions when I wasn't feeling good. Like, when I was feeling depressed and not happy, I could drink and it could drastically change my mood. And really what it was doing, it was completely changing my perception of how I looked in this all the world. And it made, the thing with alcohol is it makes me feel like the person I've always wanted to be. You know, as some people say, it makes you feel like you're, like, 6'5" and 300 pounds of muscle, you know, and that's kind of the effect it has on me. And basically all the worries that I make up in my head that I think I have go away when I take a drink for that period of time, or at least they did in the beginning. And once I realized that, I felt like I had arrived, you know. I know Bill talks about it, but a little differently, but I felt like I had arrived. Like, I understood that I had this I don't know, I could drink alcohol and it could totally change how I felt, make me feel amazing all the time. And I remember, because I was going to school at the time, and I had just been very unhappy at school and just not sorted out for anything. And I started to drink, and for a few years, man, I was really happy. Like, I literally felt like I'd arrived. I felt like, you know, everyone who wasn't doing what I was doing was really missing out. But eventually the consequences started to build up, and I started to realize that I really had no control over my drinking. And it started off with a lot of blackouts, and, you know, and I wouldn't necessarily know what happened. Like, I never knew if I was going to make it home to my bed, if I was going to wake up somewhere else, if I was going to wake up in handcuffs, or more likely I was going to wake up after getting beaten up, because I really like to run my mouth when I'm drinking. And I'm not very tough, so it ends up me getting beat up a lot, you know. And but when I have a few drinks, I think I'm tough, which is the problem. And but that's usually how it ends up. And I reached a point where you know, I wasn't drinking at all to party. I was more just I would start drinking every single night, pretty much to a blackout, so I could sleep. And I was taking the right concoctions during the day to get me through the day, and abusing the medication in a certain way. And eventually, I don't know, I had gone out one night, and I caused kind of a huge scene, and the police came, and I got taken away, and I was in the emergency room. And I remember the next day I kind of woke up, and I looked at, I had received a good beating the night before, and I looked in the mirror, and my face is like twice its size. And I just remember thinking, like, damn, this is not working out for you anymore, you know? And this was like a somewhat normal occurrence, so it wasn't like this is the first time. And, you know, but I like to mention that story because for me, it's like, you know, there was some shame and humiliation in that. But the physical things won't keep me sober, like losing things and getting beat up and things like that. It's like the real emotional pain for me. And what happened was that will make me actually want to do the work. And what happened was I went to AA for 2 years and went to the Pacific Group in LA, an awesome place to go to AA to get sober. But all I did was the activities, you know, and what I mean is I got early, I got commitments, I went to all the watch they had, I did the thing at Clancy's Yard, but I didn't do the steps, you know, and it's not, my sponsor tried to get me through steps, so it was nothing against that group or anything, but I basically wasn't in enough pain to do the steps, and my experience is that I could do all the stuff in AA, but if I don't do the steps, I can't stay sober. And it really, what happened was I would go out after every 30, 60, or 90 days. And it was really the first time where I really didn't want to drink. And, like, I mean, I did not want to drink up to the moment I drank. And it totally convinced me I was an alcoholic. It made me really understand what it meant to be powerless. And I think before, you know, I didn't want to drink. But then there'd be a reason. I'd go out and I'd be excited to go drink or excited to go have fun. But this, like, even until I took the drink, I felt in my core I didn't want to drink. And I just couldn't stop. And after the last time I drank, I just decided that I was in the I don't know, I guess I had a moment of clarity and I realized nothing was ever going to change. I was trying to lock myself in the psych ward and I wanted to kill myself. And I was outside of a meeting and I just decided, well, you know what, like I can't possibly feel any worse than I feel now, right? So what do I got to lose? I might as well do the steps and give it everything I can for a year. So I ended up actually, you know, taking AA seriously and actually getting down and doing the steps. I did end up moving to San Diego and got a sponsor here after like a month or two, and it was hard to move, so I don't necessarily recommend moving really early sobriety, but I got a good sponsor here, and, you know, I took the steps with them, and I did things like call them every morning. I got 3 commitments at meetings, show up early. I was at 2 meetings a week with him, and slowly but surely, like, I was very uncomfortable, like, it wasn't really until I did a 5th step that I had, like, that I wanted to stop drinking. Like, until I did a 5th, I wanted to drink every single day. Because I was just in a lot of pain, and just going to meetings, like, I mean, it was helping, and I was really willing, but it wasn't really until I did the step work where I got some relief. And I did a 5th step, and I felt like all this baggage that I had been carrying and everything was just, like, I can't explain it. Like, it took like 2-3 days, but after, I felt like it all just came off of me. And all of a sudden, I could breathe. And this anger I'd been holding on, like this lot of anger, which, some, you know, it's still there at times, a lot of it just went away. And a lot of these resentments I had for people, some of them, before even the amends went away, you know? And yeah, and I put some stuff on there that I wasn't going to tell any other person. Right, that I was going to take to my grave, stuff that happened in my house. And I told him, and the same thing happened in his house. And it was just kind of like, he told me some things that were way worse than the things I did. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I had all this fear kind of over, I don't want to say over nothing, but And I didn't even want to say I had necessarily that much. There's a little fear, but this time I was in so much pain that I wasn't as nervous as I had been thinking about it in the previous sobriety. It was just like, I'm in so much pain, I'll do whatever. Like, I'll be very thorough and I'll do it kind of fearlessly because what do I got to lose, right? And then today what it looks like is, and then I went and I did some amends. I did some I didn't want to, the family. I tried to make amends to people who I even felt like I didn't know amends to because my sponsor kind of directed me to, and I made some big financial ones, institutions, and throughout this whole process, I've gotten a lot of relief, and one of the key things I always like to mention is I took the steps, and I came in here, and I thought I needed to find, God, right away, and I need to turn my will and everything over to God right away, and I tried that, but what I realized was I came in here, and I saw that you guys were all as insane as I was, and you did AA, and you drank like I did, and now you restored to sanity, and you haven't taken a drink in quite a while, right? And that you really just came in and turned your will over, I turned my will over to AA because I saw it work for you guys stuff. And now as a result of doing the whole steps, I do have a conscious contact with my higher power, which I usually just call God. But when I first came in, it was really just giving myself up to AA and doing what was asking me here because I saw it work for you and I want what you guys had. And thanks for asking me. That's all I got.